Title: Fill Modulate Deep Dive with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most addictive jungle and old school DNB tricks, the modulated fill. That moment where the groove stays rock solid but the fill mutates. It changes tone, it gets crunchy, maybe a little metallic, maybe a little aliased, and then it snaps right back into the pocket like nothing happened. The big idea is simple. Stable drummer, different costume. We're going to build a two-bar break that's clean and consistent, and then we'll build a separate fill universe that we can absolutely abuse without smearing the main groove. We'll do it mostly with stock Ableton Live 12 devices, resampling into simpler, slicing, then a crunch chain with saturator, redux, corpus, drum bus, eck, and some smart modulation with macros and clip envelopes. And we'll make it feel like jungle by using subtle groove, velocity shaping, probability, and a bit of micro timing. Set your tempo in the classic zone, 165 to 170 BPM, and set global quantization to 1 bar, just so everything snaps into place while you're building. Now step 1. The core break loop. Make an audio track and call it break main. Drop in a classic break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever fits your vibe. For warping, go to beats mode, preserve transients, and turn transient loop mode off. This usually keeps that authentic snap, like the break is still a real drummer. We're not trying to smear it yet. Then consolidate a clean two-bar region. Select the two bars and hit consolidate. That's your stable foundation. Now add a light control chain. Nothing dramatic. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz, just to clear out junk. If the break is boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q, around 1.2. Then a glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2:1, and pull the threshold until you're seeing just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The point is control, not destruction. At this stage, your loop should feel like, yep, DJ friendly, stable, punchy. Step 2. Duplicate for the fill lane. Duplicate that track and name it break fill. In arrangement, it can still be the same two-bar loop, but conceptually this is where you'll only turn on the madness during the fill moment. Even if you don't end up using this audio track heavily, it's a helpful mindset. Groove stays stable, fill goes feral. Now step 3 is where the flavor comes from. Crunchy sampler texture. We're going to resample the break, then slice it in simpler, then play it as a one-bar fill. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record two bars of your break playing. Then consolidate that recording and rename the clip Break Print. This printed audio is important. It's like making a photocopy of your break, so you can spill paint on it without ruining the original. That's the whole separate fill universe concept in practice. Now make a new MIDI track called Fill Sampler. Drop Simpler on it and load Break Print. Switch Simpler to Slice Mode. Slice by transient. Set sensitivity so you get clean separation, usually somewhere between 40 and 70. Turn on Gate Mode so the chops are tight, and enable snaps so slices line up cleanly. Now program a one-bar MIDI clip that feels like a fill, but still implies the drummer. Here's the teacher tip. Don't lose the handwriting. Even if you go wild, keep a backbeat reference. That usually means the snare energy still implies 2 and 4, or at least there's one anchor slice that repeats enough that your ear believes it's the same drummer. If your fill is too random, it stops feeling like a fill and starts feeling like a different loop. Now step 4. The old school crunch chain. Put these after simpler on fill sampler. First, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then redux. This is the jungle pixel, the gritty converter vibe. Start with bit reduction around 8 bits and downsample around 3. Then set dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. You want crunch that still punches. If you obliterate the transient, you lose the groove. Next, auto filter. Choose BP12 for a nasal, mid-focused rave bite, or LP24 if you want it to feel like it's closing down and getting heavier. Set frequency somewhere between 1 and 6K to start, and resonance around 0.3 to 0.55. Don't go crazy with resonance unless you want it screaming. Then corpus. This is your metallic body resonator. Try tube or B mode. Tune around 100 to 250 Hz, decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, and keep it subtle. Dry slash wet around 8 to 20%. Think rave era hardware body, not one giant resonator effect. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 25%. Boom is usually off for this layer, because we're not trying to add sud here. We're building texture. And finally EQ8 again. High pass this texture layer around 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. Let the kick and sub own the low end. If you keep lows in the texture layer, your fill will blur your drop and your bass will hate you. If it needs edge, add a small boost around 3 to 7K. Now it should sound crunchy, slightly aliased, a bit cheap sampler, but still rhythmically clear. Step 5, the fill modulate deep dive. We're going to group this into a rack and build macros you can automate like an instrument. Select simpler and all the effects, group them. Make 8 macros. Macro 1, fill tone. Map it to auto filter frequency with a nice wide range, and optionally an EQ shelf for top end tilt. Macro 2, alias. Map reduce downsample, like 2 up to 6, and bit reduction like 10 down to 6. So when you turn it up, it gets gnarlier and more pixelated. Macro 3, drive. Map saturator drive and drum bus drive. Macro 4, metal body. Map corpus dry slash wet, and a small range of corpus tune, like 120 to 220, so it shifts, but doesn't become a random bass note. Macro 5, stutter. Map a tiny simpler start offset range, and map decay or release to tighten tails. This is your chop feels more nervous control. Macro 6, width bite. Add a utility and map width from 80 to 140, and map auto filter resonance carefully. Small range. This is a spice macro, not a main dish. Macro 7, motion rate. This is the one you'll use to control how fast modulation feels. If you have an LFO device available, map it. If not, we'll do it with clip envelopes, which works in any live. Macro 8, blend. Map it to chain volume or track volume so you can bring the texture layer in during fills and tuck it away the rest of the time. Now, for modulation. The fastest universal method is clip envelopes. Go into your 1-bar MIDI fill clip. Open envelopes. Choose the rack, then choose a macro, like alias, fill tone, and metal body. Draw a ramp over the bar. Alias rising through the fill. Then maybe fill tone, either ramps down for darker tension, or ramps up for that tearing top end. And add one or two quick spikes of metal body, so it pings on a couple hits like a rave pipe. Teacher note. Try to think like an arranger here. The fill is not just different. It's a short narrative. It should evolve across that bar and then reset cleanly on the downbeat after the fill. Now, if you want to level up in Lev 12 specifically, use macro variations. Instead of drawing new automation for every project, save a few variations like fill dark tier, fill bright alias, fill metal ping. Then you can automate variation changes in arrangement like scene changes. It's ridiculously fast and it keeps your fill language consistent across tracks. Step 6. Make it feel like jungle, not like a program demo. First, groove pool, but subtle. Add something like MPC 16 Swing 57. Apply it to the fill sampler MIDI clip at 20 to 40%. If you apply it to the main break, do less, like 10 to 20%. The contrast is the point. The fill swings a little harder, so it feels like it leans into the moment. Next, velocity shaping. Ghost notes around 30 to 60 velocity, accents around 90 to 115. And remember, your drive stages respond to level. So velocity becomes a musical modulator without you mapping anything. That's one of the reasons this feels alive. Then probability for controlled chaos. Add a few micro hits, 16 THS or 32 NDS, and set chance to 20 to 50%. Add a little velocity range randomness. Now you get that never the same twice energy that Jungle is famous for, without wrecking the pocket. Extra coach tip. If you want the fill to feel more aggressive, nudge the sampler layer slightly early. Use track delay, -5 to -15 milliseconds. If you want it to feel drunk and dragging, go +5 to +12 milliseconds. Do not do this to your main break. Nudge the texture layer only. That way the groove stays locked but the fill has attitude. Step 7. Integrate and bus it properly. Group your drum elements into a drum bus, break main, break fill if you're using it, and fill sampler. On the bus, add gentle glue compression, again just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional soft clip with saturator if you like. Use a limiter only if you're truly slamming, because it can flatten the exact transient contrast we're trying to create. Blend strategy. During the normal loop, fill sampler is muted or very low. During the fill, bring it up by 3 to 8 dB, or automate macro 8, blend. The fill should feel like an event, not a permanent layer. And here's a very jungle arrangement move. Every 8 or 16 bars, do a 1-bar fill. And if you want the tape stop-ish energy, Do a pitch drop only on the sampler layer. You can automate simpler transpose or use a clip envelope. Keep it on the texture layer so the main break doesn't lose its identity. Step 8 is optional but classic. Make the fill suck into the drop. Add autopan on the fill layer or even lightly on the drum bus, but use it as tremolo. Phase at 0 degrees, sine wave, and automate the rate from 1/8 up to 1/16 through the fill. Amount may be 10 to 35%. It's subtle, but it creates that accelerating gate feel heading into the one. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you overcook redux, the snare turns into a flat tick. Back off downsample or reduce dry/wet. Crunch is good, losing punch is not. Don't modulate the whole drum bus heavily. Keep the chaos isolated to the fill layer, or your entire groove turns into soup. Always low cut the texture layer around 80 to 120 Hz. Your sub and kick will thank you. Avoid random hits with no drummer logic. Keep one or two signature slices constant, usually the main snare and maybe one ghost. Identity versus costume. And don't put swing on everything equally. Let the fill swing more than the main loop. Contrast is groove. Now a few advanced variation ideas you can try immediately. If you're doing a resevy track and you want the fill to be resafe, add an auto filter high pass before the distortion on fill sampler, HP24 around 140 to 220 Hz, and automate that up into the fill. You'll get the excitement without masking the bass movement. And consider sidechaining the fill layer to the kick if your bass is pumping, so the fill sits in the same rhythmic breathing.